I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Cybercrime Radio's Women in Cyber, where we'll explore what it's like to work in one of the fastest growing industries in tech, why your background isn't a barrier to creating a successful career, and why it's so crucial we get more women into this field. I'm here today with Crystal Starks, Senior User Experience Designer at CrowdStrike, a leading cybersecurity company on a mission to stop breaches. To learn more about CrowdStrike, visit CrowdStrike.com. Welcome, Crystal. It's so great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Of course. And Crystal, you have a background in user experience design. Do you want to start out by sharing with us a little bit about your career and what led you to where you are today?
Sure. Yeah. I feel like mine's a little bit untraditional, but it actually worked out nicely. But I started, I actually went back to school for computer science after being married with three kids. So it was fun and interesting, and the kids kind of grew up on campus. What was kind of interesting is UX was a little bit newer, and we had one class that covered UX, UX design. And I was actually introduced more to the UX world by meetups, like going out and meeting people, out in my community, and then starting a code girls code meetup, and that actually got me my first job in UX. So it was a kind of an untraditional route, but it worked out.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that's very real. You know, not everyone has that super linear path.
Right, exactly.
So, Crystal, in your current role at CrowdStrike, what are some of the topics and issues that you work with on a daily basis?
I guess the number one that pops in my head, which is probably everyone's, just not enough time in the day. we started off pretty small as a startup. A small UX team, and we grew pretty rapidly here in the last 3 years. So scaling our team, scaling our processes, scaling our design systems and all of this kind of thing has been a challenge. But on a day-to-day basis for, just individual, it's like, focus is hard, setting a routine, now working from home consistently. That's a real challenge.
Yeah.
Just sitting at my desk and actually getting work done. Getting everyone involved, because we are all working from home now, and making sure everybody has and contributes to the new projects that we start, and making sure we have everyone's buy-in and input, coming up with just some practices around that's been a challenge, but we're figuring it out, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone is feeling more in a groove, but of course, challenges pop up every day. So working at CrowdStrike, cybersecurity is, of course, what, ultimately you're doing. So why does cybersecurity matter to society? Why is it so important to us?
Well, I mean, I look at it like this. We have police officers that, roam the streets for bad guys. If some burglar breaks into your home and violates your safety and your comfort level, you take precautions and you actually do things to prevent this from happening. And that's, you lock your doors and you maybe set up a security system, maybe lights pop on when there's any movement in front of your house. I mean, this is the same thing when it comes to cybersecurity. You're taking preventative actions or taking, reactive, being reactive when something does happen. And we we have our entire lives online most of our lives, our finances, our wills, our children's school schedule, where they're in school, all of their information. We have our grocery list and upcoming events we have planned. And if someone can reach those things, it's the same feeling as someone coming to your home and kind of violating you in that way. So I think of it like setting up ourselves to, you know, prevent any of that happening. Just little things like making sure your passwords don't match, making sure you change them every once in a while, and making sure they are pretty difficult to, you know, figure out. These kind of precautions are pretty worth it. Cybersecurity is it's the new police force, you know, roaming our computers instead of our streets.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, having children, sometimes that's something that people answer for the next question, but why does cybersecurity matter to you personally?
I mean, it's pretty much, you know, those little things, making sure that I keep myself safe for the future. I mean, if I do get hacked and someone steals, you know, my savings, that's going to prevent my children from having that safety net under them. I always think of this one example I heard where, you know, the dams are actually controlled by computers. So like if the dam were to be opened by some bad guy, homes and towns would be destroyed.
Right.
And I think a lot of people don't think about cybersecurity on this level. But it's that serious. It's, you know, it goes beyond just the individual. It can affect entire communities. So it's really important to me as an individual, my family, my children, and then the communities I live in. So.
Absolutely. And you mentioned going to school for UX with three children. So everyone has a different path, of course, but why does encouraging women to work in tech matter? Maybe regardless of kind of where you're at, if it's something you're interested in, why is that so important?
The number one reason I would say is perspective. When, you know, we bring different people from different walks of life, from different paths, from different backgrounds into a room, you get different ideas and you are able to create things that, you know, that you would not have been able to do sitting at the table by yourself or with the same person that looks exactly the same as you or, you know, comes from the same place you came from. So taking that, you know, taking that into consideration that's probably the number one reason to consider getting into the field. But I think, and like from my experience, I see a lot of women getting into tech that are nervous about speaking up, or they have maybe like some like stereotype threat where they feel like it's actually burdening them so much that it affects their performance. Mm. And so I would encourage women to kind of make mistakes, be comfortable with making mistakes. I encourage management to foster a culture that where mistakes are allowed and talked about, also create a culture where people feel welcome. They feel like they can speak up. You know, I've been in rooms where, you know, obviously right now there are a lot of men in our meeting rooms, and you know, I might be the only female. There might be maybe one more, but I've had to be brave enough to speak up, even if I know I could be wrong, or I know they are, or maybe I don't even know what the heck I'm talking about. and I'm just like, okay, what I think I heard was, and just so they know I want to be a part of the conversation. I'm interested and I'm not to be dismissed. Right. And like that's a very, very hard, approach to take in the beginning. You are going to have, you know, a quivering voice and you might mess up and you might stutter, but the more you do it, the easier it gets and the less nervous you're going to be about it. And the more people you're going to be comfortable talking in front of this group of people. I mean, we work with these people every day. This is our second home. We have to be comfortable where we sit, and you kind of have to start, you know, just asking those questions, having those conversations, throwing yourself inside of those car conversations so that you get comfortable. but it's not an easy start. And I mean, for some people, you know, it's easier, but I do think that, you know, there's the whole stereotype threat. And then, you know, once you get there, you're finally in there and you're like, do I belong here? Is this right? Do I deserve to be here? You know, that mentality also comes into play a lot. So, you know, just, it has a lot to do with management, you know, fostering these cultures where we feel comfortable. And I know, you know, things are changing. There is a lot more diversity in the tech world. My company is great about it. I'm in meetings where there's nothing but females. Sometimes I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. But you know, that not all companies are, you know, growing that fast. Not all companies have that mentality. And, you know, step one is women feeling comfortable enough to actually join a tech company or get involved, or, you know that computer science is not all about being great at math. You know, there's so many different ways to be a part of tech. There's so many different positions to be, to get in. Like, there's just so many unknowns, and there's new there's new positions like opening every day that didn't exist. So, right. Like just not being afraid to explore that world is probably like one of my biggest recommendations. And meetups are a great place to start.
Yeah, they really are. Totally agree. And agree with you 100%. And, you know, it is very awkward, but it's okay. The world's not going to end. You know, if you put yourself out there, it might be weird, but you'll get used to it for sure. The more you do it.
Right.
And so any advice you've received that you'd like to share as far as just life advice that you think would be helpful, or how women can pursue STEM fields additionally to what you just covered off on?
I would like to also kind of, well, one is the going to the meetups. I think that's huge, just to kind of there's so many meetups. There's some specific to cybersecurity. There's some specific to UX. There's just tech in general. Like, there's different, you know, ways to get out there. You learn so much and you meet people in the community, and there's so many nice people in the community that want to help you, genuinely want to help you grow. And, you know, kind of, you know, if they see that you're putting an effort out and you're curious, a lot of people are happy to share their knowledge. So meetups are probably one of them. The other thing is, I mean, let's be real, we work for money, and the tech field pays really well. There's a huge high demand. There's just so many jobs out there that aren't being filled because there's not enough people in actually out there with the knowledge. So it's a great way to change your life. I was in just like graphic design background. I was kind of like in odd jobs, and I didn't really have a career that I wasn't really stable. And it changed my entire life. I'm able to provide for my children, you know, at a new level. It was worth every awkward moment, every weird conversation, every trembling voice where I felt like I was so nervous. And I really encourage people that want to change their lives to think about the tech field. There's so many opportunities. There's so many different routes and roads you can go down. So yeah, that's, you know, it's a great place to be right now.
Absolutely. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for joining us as a part of this series. It's been really nice speaking with you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, you too, of course. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Crystal Starks, Senior UX Designer at CrowdStrike, developers of the Falcon platform, the industry's first cloud-native endpoint protection platform. To learn more about our sponsors, CrowdStrike, visit crowdstrike.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.